You mentioned a do not eat list. Can you run over some of these items?
Yeah. You know, anything white, bread, pasta, basically anything with gluten, sugar, alcohol, coffee, and anything that is processed, anything that has chemicals in it, either if it's for preserving or conserving or for coloring or smelling or texturizing or anything like that, and alcohol. And there's a few other ones, but those are the most important ones. And when you avoid those foods, you see people coming back to life. You see their skin starts to glow, and you see their hair gets healthy, and digestive problems disappear, and all kinds of things start falling into place.
Yeah, since you mentioned the Blue Zones, I do want to chat briefly about some of the things that you know, were noticed by, you know, particularly the Nicoyans who did drink coffee, and then the Sardinians who did drink wine. How is it the alcohol, or is it the type of alcohol, or the type of coffee, or is it a combination of everything combined?
Well, there's coffees that are worse than others, and there's alcohols
sure.
that are worse than others. Like, for example, coffee is one of the crops that is most irrigated in the planet. And they put all kinds of chemicals and pesticides into most coffee crops. So if you are going to drink coffee, it's much better to drink organic coffee. But coffee in itself, even if it's the best quality and organic, it's like a whip to your adrenal glands. So it will tend to exhaust people and throw them into a loop of needing coffee in order to maintain their vibrancy or their felt energy levels. You know, alcohol is I think all alcohol is bad. You know, I usually say to people, just buy two plants that are exactly the same in little pots and put them in your garden, and every morning one of them put some water on, and the other one put some vodka or some whiskey or some wine, and see what happens to those plants. I mean, it's not that you can translate that exactly to human life, but it's basically not good for your cellular life. Alcohol is not a good thing, and I don't care what type of alcohol. Now, there's something to be said. You know, many spiritual teachers around the world, they use wine, and wine is mentioned in so many religions, and there's so many metaphors. Like, you know, Jesus Christ turned water into wine. He didn't turn water into green vegetable juice. And they could have done that, right? So there's something about the transformation of something into wine, about the process of what is it that it's called when the grapes
fermentation?
The process of fermentation that has some comparison with spiritual life. And you know, for some reason, alcohol and some types of alcohol are called spirits, and they change your mood, so there's something there that I don't fully understand, and I'm sure there's some use for wine and certain types of alcohol. But in general, in the way that Americans and most of the world uses it, you know, you go out with friends and you drink some beers, or people that love to drink wine every night. When I have patients that come to me and I stop their alcohol, they improve. So I have no doubt that alcohol is not good for us.
Yeah. I'm sure that over the time that you've dealt with a lot of people, you've seen, I would say, a lot of disordered health eating. What would you say are some of the biggest challenges for someone who is kind of healthy? You know, what are some of the challenges that they face by actually eating healthy, but it turning into something that is actually making them sicker? Like, so is there anything that, you know, people are doing that are going too far?
You know, this fanaticism that people are a part of in any area of life, you know, if, whether it's sports, politics, or anything. But when it comes to food, you can see it as well, that these people that get fanatic and they, you know, for example, I have a cousin who studied nutrition and raw foods, and she's a chef, and she buys only organic and only in season, and eats mostly raw and really takes care of everything, but she's just so fanatic about it and so concerned about it that and when you see her, she doesn't even look healthy. And the reason why is because when your mind is so preoccupied and stressed out about these things, even if you eat perfectly well, it's not going to work. So you know, I say to people, just it's a learning curve. Take it easy and observe, you know, what is good for you and what is not, because it also happens that not the same things are good for everybody. There's variations, a lot of variations. Some people do well on certain foods and some people don't.
What would you say are some effective detoxification supplements?
You know, when you understand the way the liver works, you know, there's a group of enzymes called the cytochrome P450 enzymes that are the most important part of the detoxification process in the liver. And when you look at how they work, you see that they need certain nutrients, like, for example, the B vitamins and magnesium and phosphorus and sulfur and there's a lot of minerals that are needed and protein in itself. So there's a bunch of really important nutrients that are needed in the detoxification processes. But there's so much more than just the liver. You know, you need, in order to have a well-functioning detox system, you also need to have good bowel movements, and so you need fiber, and the list is long.
Let's talk a little bit about the cleanse program. What created it? Like, how was it created? You know, who is it for, and kind of where does it fit into kind of someone's, you know, normal lifestyle? When do they do it? How often they do it?
I got sick and resolved my health issues with this juice fast program that I learned at the WeCare Spa Center. But then I realized that juicing alone, because when I was living in Palm Springs, and then I moved to Los Angeles, and in Palm Springs I started putting everybody on cleansing and detox programs with juicing, which really worked, because when people came to Palm Springs, they were kind of on vacation and they were kind of in a spa venue and they were doing nothing else than just cleansing and detoxifying. But then when I moved to Los Angeles, I started putting my patients on the same kind of program, and it didn't work because they were, you know, people have busy lives and they're taking the kids to school and they're going to work and they're doing this and that. And I started realizing that juicing alone actually made a lot of people sick in the city. So I started really trying to understand how to obtain the same results that people were obtaining in the desert through juicing, but in the city, in the midst of busy lives. And that's how I came up with the Clean Program. And the Clean Program is consists of a liquid breakfast, a liquid dinner, and lunch from a set list of foods, lunch from the elimination diet. And just giving one meal a day slows down or equalizes down the detoxification systems, the detoxification functions enough that people can function in their regular life. So that's how the Clean Program came to be. It started as a all liquid. It started as a juicing program, but then I adapted it to city life. And it became the Clean Program that I wrote about later. And, you know, it's different for different people. A lot of our followers do it once or twice a year. It's a 21-day program. It's quite a commitment. And So people don't do it more than a couple of times a year. But then we have different ways of, you know, refreshing the effects once you've completed the clean program, and you want to do something to kind of, you know, a lot of people do the clean program and then a few months later they find themselves going back into some of the old bad habits. So you can refresh things with a little shorter program than 21 days.
Now you mentioned that you said some people were getting sick in the city when they were drinking juice. What do you think contributed to that?
Well, I think that juicing alone is too intense a way to detoxify for life in the city. You know, the less you eat, the more intensely your body turns on the detoxification processes. The more intense the detox processes start working. So for example, the most intense way of detoxifying is water fasting. And then a little less intense than that is juice fasting. A little less intense than that is going on all raw foods, for example. So the more you eat, the more you digest, the less intense the detoxification processes are. So juicing alone is too intense for life in the city. It's okay for people that go and spend some time in a spa, and that's the only thing they're doing. But in order for people to do it in the city, it's a little too intense.
I'm familiar with a lot of programs that advocate, you know, 20-day, 40-day juice fasting or even juice feasting. Is it something that someone needs to reconsider if they are living in the city?
I don't think that juicing for so many days, for more than 3 or 5 days, is good for the average American. You know, I somebody like my partner Drumil, who's been eating healthy since 20 years ago, and you know was a raw foodist for a long time. I think that it's fine for him to go on a juice feasting in the midst of his life, because it's not too much different from what he does every day anyways. But for the average American to go on a juice program, on a liquid program alone for more than 3 to 5 days, it starts actually firing back. It's a little dangerous.
Sure. So where do you see, I mean, you're doing a lot of work with this cleanse program. I mean, how do you see it integrated with everyday life? So I mean, what, like 5 years from now, like what's your vision for not only the cleanse program, but for just kind of health? Do you think that we're going to be able to kind of reach a breaking point where everyone understands that cleansing is important, or do you think it's going to take a lot longer than that?
I think that there's a big awakening now. I don't know if you know how strong or bigger it's going to get, but I see that a lot of people are looking into other solutions. I mean, the health or the disease care system that we have is so polluted and in such crisis, and it's frustrating and deceiving a lot of people. So a lot of people are looking for different solutions, and these concepts of cleansing and detoxification and other concepts of other alternative therapies are becoming more known and more accepted. But the thing is that the change cannot come through that alone. It has to be political, it has to be a change in business, it has to be a change in the way that we advertise things. It has to be a more profound change. Because we need to grow our food differently, we need to sell our food differently, we need to... There's a lot of other things that go together with what can become a sustained change. And the interests are so big and the ignorance is so large at this point. I don't know that 5 years is going to be enough to make a huge difference. But I hope so, and I'm working tirelessly for that end.
you're a trained doctor, and you kind of separated from kind of the way that you were trained. You know, how do your colleagues see you now compared to when you were working closely with them? How do your colleagues see you now? Like, what do they think about some of the things that you're doing, as opposed to kind of where you went? Yeah.
The thing is, you cannot argue with success. You can argue with ideas. So when I started with these things mostly as ideas, they thought of me as a waste. They say, "Wow, you had such a promise to be a great cardiologist," and they were kind of rolling their eyes and looking at me with pity in a way, because I was rejecting this very lucrative offers to join these big practices and things like that. But now, after they started seeing the results that I get with people and the success of the book and my company, then they start opening their eyes and asking questions. So I'm very pleased with the way things are going in terms of my colleagues and my communication with them. And then I have doctors from all over that read the book, or that have a family member that does the clean program and reverses their diabetes and doesn't need a high blood pressure medications anymore, or even further, reverse their autoimmune disease or what have you. And so they call me and they say, "Wow, I'm so impressed, and how can I learn a little more?" And I send them to the Institute of Functional Medicine courses and textbook. And so I see an opening. I see a wave of acceptance and curiosity.
I don't know. I want to get a little political here, but I don't know if you've read the news recently about Mayor Bloomberg from New York instituting a ban on large size sodas. What's your view, if you're familiar with it or not? What's your view on kind of the government involvement in health policy like that? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it maybe okay?
I mean, there's so much more important things that Mayor Bloomberg could be doing, like banning the use of chemicals that we know that cause cancer and sterility and infertility and many, many other diseases. That, to me, is a more important thing than reducing the size of the container of soda you can buy, because you can just buy two, one after the other. What's the difference? I think that's a little silly that they do that. It's a little bit of a waste of time. And there's so much more important things that they could be doing. And I actually would be happy for government to interfere with the use of chemicals and processes to foods that we know there's no doubt that are causing diseases. So I think it would be great for government to start banning those things, as opposed to doing silly things like just caring about the size of the glass that you're buying.
This has been great information, Dr. Yoger. I wanted you to just tell everyone, if they're interested in what they heard, how can they get more involved with what you're doing? What website can they go to? What's the best way to get involved and maybe get on a newsletter list, or what's the best way?
Well, there's the book, of course, and people can read the book. It's called Clean, and it's translated into 15 languages, so there's no excuse for a lot of people. then there is our website, cleanprogram.com, in which there is a big community. We have created something like the Facebook of cleansing and detoxification. We have 41,000 people and counting, growing daily from all over the world that create a profile and start blogging about their experience. They're asking questions. There's videos that I post and my team post and also the members post. There's forums and discussions. That's a great way to get wet on all these concepts. And then there's, for the people that want to take it to the next level, they can look into the work of functional medicine, and there's a lot of courses and textbooks and publications, derived from that school that are really incredible.
So if you want to get more information, you can find the clean book, clean, on Amazon, if you like.
Yeah, you can download it on Amazon or iTunes Music Store, or you can just buy it on your local bookstore. And or you can just go to cleanprogram.com and check our community site.
Great, I'm on that right now. And anyone can sign up for this community site here?
Anyone can sign up. It's for free. We have a team of 20 wellness coaches that will take your phone call. We talk to you directly, whether you buy a product from us or not. You can ask questions. We really care about spreading the word and supporting people through their journey.
That's great. And I know that you and particularly Drew, who's built fantastic communities before, if you guys know, are familiar, have been familiar with We Like It Raw and his site there. He does a great job of supporting people through in a community online. So if you do go there and sign up for the community, please do, and I know that you will be supported. So this has been great.
We welcome everybody. You don't need to buy anything, not even the book or any products. We care about your journey, and we'll talk to you without the need for you to buy anything.
Isn't that great to hear? Dr. Younger, this has been amazing. Again, if you want to find out more information, please go to cleanprogram.com, and then you can go to the community site, and you can sign up, and you can join a community of over 41,000 people. That's pretty cool. And Dr. Younger, I know how important your time is. I want to thank you so much for being on the call with me today.
It's a pleasure, and I know that your work is great too, so thank you.
And everyone else out there, thanks so much. We appreciate your time with us. We know how important your time is, and we'd love that you share it with us. This has been Kevin Gianni from Renegade Health. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.